He's 95 years old this week. He was heard on the first day of Radio 1. He was on Radio Luxembourg in the 1940s, on the BBC Light programme in 1958, and later heard on Radio 2 and LBC. Happy birthday, Pete Murray.
And there you have the Safaris with a little thing entitled Wipeout. Which is what Alan Bailey will be done with very shortly if he does any more of that business on me. Alan Bailey is our technician who plays the records. He's a terribly witty chap who sort of likes to floor me from time to time.
Well, I have to say, Pete, I did model and my career originally on you because I used to listen to you on when you were on Radio Luxembourg telling the most appalling jokes.
So when he said it to me, he said, "You were my inspiration. I based my whole career on you." I said, "I've never been so insulted in my life."
And our guests this morning are from the world of tennis, Yvonne Goolagong.
95 years of Pete Murray, OBE. 5 years ago this week, XFM became Radio X, and Moyles was back.
You said it'd start automatically. What? But you said it'd start automatically.
Oh, no.
You did, though, didn't you? You said, yeah.
One of those.
What? Which one do I press?
Any.
All right, this one. But no, look, it's, what am I going to do?
Just hit any.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
And then ads will come on.
Yes.
Well, I've not done this. You've got to remember, I left commercial radio in 97. I was a child. Not used to this. I apologise to any of the clients who have given money for us to play the ads. I'm going to play them now. And if not, if they don't work, I will physically, and I swear, go to every single one of the places and buy something from them today.
Good idea, good idea.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be easy, because I've popped into loads of the other studios and seen a load of the other DJs, and on Capital, they just sit there reading, like, heat and just, like, it does it for them. So it must be easy.
Exactly.
So, there are a few things that I'd like to ask about the first bulletin.
Okay, come on then.
First of all, why did you say on Radio X that a new radio station has launched called Radio X and then told us all about it?
Yeah.
But if you're not listening, who's that information for?
That information is for people listening who've tuned in.
So they know this?
They know this already.
He's got a point, hasn't he? Radio X launching with Chris Moyles this week in 2015. One of the familiar radio photographs of the 1980s featured smiling, curly-haired Peter Powell, and his Radio 1 days came to an end this week 32 years ago.
I was actually, there's a number of people, for those who can't see, in the radio studio. There are many Radio 1 producers, many people who've been involved in Radio 1 for a long time, and certainly helped me out with my career so far. Starting with the person who actually signed me, I'd like to say thank you to Doreen Davis, who brought me to Radio 1 in the first place, to Johnny Beeling, who's allowed me to stay here. Thank you, Johnny. To my first producer 15 years ago when I did 11 shows on Radio 1 when I was 18, 19, or I can't remember. Tony Wilson, Dave Tate, who has last left Radio 1, is now with World Service. Ted Beston, Dave Atkey, Chris Lysett, Mick Vilkoich, and Roger Pusey, in that order, are the people who've looked after my shows. And to people behind the scenes, secretaries Dulcie, Eileen, Pinky, Karen, and a very special thank you to Margaret as well. So maybe one or two names I missed out. I'm sorry if that's the case. But to those people who actually put all the shows on the air, as we say, over 11 years. So thank you very much. One more record to play, and then just one final word, and then that's it. And this is the last record from Genoma Trading, Love and Affection.
Love that song. Peter Powell leaving Radio 1 this week in 1988. He's made a huge name for himself since as an agent to some of the biggest stars. This week in 1967, the BBC was preparing for the launch of Radio 1. The old BBC Light programme was reaching its end, as did its most famous programmes.
9 o'clock on Saturday morning means children's favourites. Introduced today by Derek McCullough, Uncle Mac.
Its theme tune was Puffing Billy, played by the Melody Light Orchestra, the Danish State Radio Orchestra, which is why whenever you see a fond film about the 1950s, they'll always be playing this tune.
Hello, children, everywhere. This is Uncle Mac. Good morning to you all. And here in London on Saturday, the 7th of February, it's quite fine and cold so far. Well, another mixed bag, and I hope a few requests that I don't recall having included before. If you're settled down and ready, so am I.
Children's Favourites aired on the BBC Light programme for 13 years until this week in 1967. It became Junior Choice with Leslie Crowther as Radio 1 began. Of course, before it was called Children's Favourites, it was called Children's Choice. And building on a long heritage of children's programming from the very earliest days of the BBC. The Archers has been in the news of late, wrestling with the challenges of recording episodes in lockdown.
Hello, fellow Ambridge cricketers, and welcome to my first video. This was Roman's idea. You know my feller? He got fed up with me moaning.
It was in the news too this week, 65 years ago, with a controversial plot. Grace Archer died in a fire.
Get out of it, quickly!
This is Isabella and Judy in those boxes at the end!
Yes, all right, but you get out, Grace! Go on, get out!
Look, can you take the pony?
Yes, I'll try. Now, come on, steady, Judy, steady. It's all right, old girl.
Oh, part of the ceiling fallen. It started the straw in the boxes near the door. We'll have a hell of a job getting the horses past.
Oh, drive them! Come on, get up! Go on, stupid, move!
Stand clear, Grace. We're coming out in a rush.
Come on, Judy.
This is the programme file for The Archers in 1955. And here we have evidence of the BBC plotting to do down the opening of ITV. They had already decided that the young Phil Archer was going to get married, and only a few months later, his wife was going to die in some kind of tragic accident. His wife was Grace. And we have the memo, which obviously proves that the BBC decided to put two things together and kill off Grace Archer as a kind of spoiler on the opening night of ITV.
The mischievous end of Grace Archer this week in 1955. Nicholas Parsons died on the 23rd of September last year. His final edition of Just a Minute was aired this week that year.
We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game, and deeply indebted to these four highly talented players of the game, Paul Merton, Pam Ayres, Jan Ravens and Stephen Fry. From the audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, goodbye, thank you, and tune in when we play Just a Minute.
The final edition of Just a Minute on Radio 4 with Nicholas Parsons. He died 4 months later. So with Ed Doolan joining BBC WM 38 years ago...
I don't know, I mean, to be honest. You know, I really don't know. I think this is one you're going to have to talk to Dudley Consumer Services about.
The death of Peter Tate from Ayre and Trent 18 years ago.
OK, nice stuff. Right, loads of people on the line. Not too many ladies, so we'd like some ladies
more
to give
girls,
us a call.
Girls!
On the line. First is a chap
the launch Snowden, of Spire FM 28 years ago.
Good morning. My name's Chris Carnegie, and on behalf of the directors, the staff, and the many friends of your new radio station...
Tony Blackburn's final show on Radio 1 36 years ago...
I hope to be back now and then on Radio 1 from time to time, and this is the sort of end of an era, really. I opened up Radio 1, and I'd like to just say on behalf of the people that your mums and dads probably will remember...
Alan Freeman taking over Pick of the Pops from David Jacobs 59 years ago...
There's only one newcomer in this week's Top 20, and the name's Helen Shapiro...
From our own correspondent beginning on the BBC Home Service 65 years ago.
Well, I remember some rather high-level bureaucrat from another department saying, from our own correspondent? You mean a programme with just chaps talking? I wouldn't like to be the third dispatch on a programme like that.
And Virgin Radio unveiling its web radio strategy 20 years ago. That was an online version of the radio station carrying different ads, and they were also planning themed stations by the end of the year. There was a station ahead of itself. Those are this week's Radio Moments, and it's the last Radio Moments weekly review. I'm David Lloyd. Thank you for your interest over the last, 9 years. The daily tweets continue on this day in history. The Radio Moments Conversations series continues. But as far as the weekly review, this thing is concerned, it's all over. I'm history.